When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a great day. And first of all, a big thank you to all of our listeners and our generous patrons for funding this podcast. I am Richard and I will be your host in this episode. And today we're going to talk about another meditation from Purgatory, which is about the free will and why there's so much evil in the world, and also the role of the church as Dante saw it. So there's a lot of stuff into just 5 minutes. But this is a very important topic in the third terrace of wrath, anger. So you also see Dante as the writer really showing his kind of intense passion for this topic about the evil and about the failed pope papacy as he sees it. So this is again in the 1300s. Dante is in exile. There's a civil war in Florence and the papacy is kind of growing territorially, and you have conflicts with the German emperor and also the French king. So there's a very turbulent time for Dante himself. So we heard from the last one that he met Marco Lombardo, who talks about that the people are no longer aiming their bows at the good. And he then says, the world indeed, as you have just declared, is destitute of every virtue known, swarming with evils, ever breeding more. What is the cause of this? Please make it clear. So this is the voice then of the pilgrim. And then you get, so these are really big ideas here. So Marco then replies to him that you people on earth attribute everything to the sphere's influence alone, as if with some predestined plan they moved all things. If this were true, then our free will would be annihilated. It would not be just to render bliss for good or pain for evil. This is extremely compact what he's saying here. But the main point is just we have free will, and that these evils come from choices of people themselves. And also then meaning here that if there's no choice, then we wouldn't have any free will. And the other point is that then it wouldn't make sense of kind of one of the biggest ideas of the comedy is that Inferno and Paradise are consequences of our own choices. It's not really someone judging and sending you anywhere. It's kind of these are the mechanical consequences of our choices. So this is then back to why it's so important to have an idea about the choices, the opportunities we have in our own lives. So Marco then continues, so if the world today has gone astray, the cause lies in yourselves and only there. Now I shall carefully explain that cause. So then he keeps going and saying that even if we have free will, we also then need some kind of guidance, especially kind of spiritual guidance or kind of a help to understand more of the virtues and the vices and the consequences of different kinds of actions and behavior and choices. So Marco then says, there need to be a ruler able to at least discern the towers of the true city, meaning then the spiritual wisdom. And he says then, who enforces, like there are laws, or meaning that kind of structures, but who are enforcing them? No one. The shepherd who is leading you, meaning the Pope, can chew the cud but lacks the cloven hoof. And so the flock, meaning people, that see their shepherd's greed, meaning the papacy, for the same worldly goods that they have craved, are quite content to feed on what he feeds. So here comes then the conclusion for why there's so much evil. As you can see, bad leadership has caused the present state of evil in the world, not nature that has grown corrupt in you. So this got the thrust of the argument against the failed papacy as Dante saw it. And he then says a bit of the historical context here, like on Rome that brought the world to know the good, once shone two suns, meaning then the empire and the papacy, meaning the temporal and the eternal or kind of heavenly realms. The one sun has put out the other's light. The sword is now one with the crook, and fused together thus must bring about misrule. This is Dante wrote a whole book about this kind of the monarchia, which is the necessity of separating church and state because they are ruling two different realms of the earthly and the heavenly. And they should not be fused because then you will get misrule, as it states here very explicitly. And that book was also banned by the church for centuries afterwards. And then, so this is already 5 minutes, just the end of this. When Dante has explained this, like as a writer through the voice of Marco, he just ends this chapter with a bit of lighter feeling. Now we kind of, almost this catharsis of getting out kind of the anger. And then he says, "See how the rays of light through the thick smoke grow brighter now. The angel is near and I must leave before he sees me." So then it's kind of this very often the angel is just a symbol of enlightenment or having understood some kind of deep wisdom, deep truth, and then kind of this learning, the process that goes through the whole climb of the purgatory. Okay, so now we're on 6 minutes, so we're going to wrap it up here. Just to summarize, the main ideas for this meditation is just like, why is there evil? The free will of people, we can choose ourselves, but there also needs to be a shepherd to show people the way to virtue, let's say. So with that, hope some of this was interesting, some bit of morning input or food for thought. And as always, thank you so much for listening and see you again in another meditation.
Mother's Day is almost here and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.